Welcome back, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of cutting-edge technology. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of tech jargon.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking so you don't have to. Today, we're unraveling the mysteries of AI video creation tools. Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, doesn't it, Alex?
It certainly does, Jamie, but I promise you, it's very much a reality. Modern AI video creation tools are transforming the way we think about producing videos, from marketing and education to entertainment.
So you're saying I can finally create that epic movie trailer for my imaginary blockbuster film?
Exactly, Jamie. With AI video tools, if you can dream it, there's a good chance you can create it. Let's start at the beginning. These tools use something called multimodal deep learning models. Imagine combining the power of visual and textual understanding into one.
Multimodal, so like it understands both what things look like and what they mean.
Spot on. It's about understanding text or scripts, generating visuals, and ensuring those visuals flow smoothly over time. This is the magic behind creating realistic video sequences from just a text description or a series of images.
Wait, does this mean AI is starting to understand context and storytelling?
Exactly, Jamie. It's all about context. For instance, if you input, "A drone flies over a futuristic city at sunset," the AI breaks this down into entities, like the drone and the city, and then visualizes it, ensuring the drone's motion through the city at sunset feels natural.
That's wild. But how do these tools stack up against each other? I mean, there must be a ton of them out there.
There are several key players. Runway Gen 2, for example, is great for high-quality motion synthesis and has an intuitive UI, making it ideal for creative prototyping. Synthesia, on the other hand, excels in creating realistic talking avatars, perfect for corporate training or marketing videos.
Oh, I've seen those. They're the videos where the presenter doesn't quite look human, right?
You've got it. They're getting more realistic by the day. Then there's Pika Labs and OpenAI's Sora, each with their strengths like fast generation or high realism for longer sequences.
This all sounds incredible, but it's got to be complicated to use, right? I mean, I can barely get my printer to work.
It's actually more accessible than you might think, Jamie. Many of these tools provide APIs, so if you have a basic understanding of REST APIs and maybe a bit of Python or JavaScript, you can start generating your own videos programmatically.
APIs, huh? So I could technically automate my own video creation process?
Precisely. It's all about sending a request with your video prompt and details, then letting the AI handle the rest. Though, it's not without its challenges. High-quality video generation is computationally expensive, and there are considerations like latency and GPU memory to keep in mind.
Sounds like a double-edged sword. Faster and potentially cheaper video production, but with a side of technical hurdles.
Well put, Jamie. And that's not even touching on the ethical side of things. With great power comes great responsibility, right? We need to be mindful of deepfake risks and always strive for transparency in AI-generated content.
Absolutely, Alex. The last thing we want is to contribute to misinformation. But used ethically, these tools could revolutionize not just how we create content, but how we teach, market products, and even tell stories.
That's the future we're looking at, Jamie. AI video creation tools are here to empower creators, not replace them. By automating the tedious aspects of video production, creators can focus more on storytelling and creativity.
I'm all for that. More time thinking about the story, less time worrying about the logistics of filming.
As we wrap up today's episode, remember, the world of AI video creation is vast and rapidly evolving. Whether you're a filmmaker, marketer, or just a tech enthusiast, there's never been a better time to explore what these tools can do.
Thanks for that deep dive, Alex, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to experiment, learn, and most importantly, have fun with what technology offers.
Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Goodbye, everyone.